This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Right at the end of last week, President Trump announced he was taking India off a list of countries that get special trade status, beneficiary developing country. It's called That Happens Tomorrow. It's a done deal. So we have called Sarah McGregor. She's a trade editor for Bloomberg News to help explain. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do a little definition of terms first here, shall we? Beneficiary developing country. What does that mean?
So that's a program that exists for industrialized nations, for rich nations to help their poor nations sort of get up to speed to be able to build their markets and have some of the same production quality that would make their goods desirable to sell overseas.
And they get benefits tariff-wise because of that, right?
Yes, the generalized system of preferences.
Right.
It's something that's existed since the 70s. It's just a way for industrialized nations to allow less developed countries to come up to speed, to become more competitive with their exports.
Okay, so this now goes away, the president says, effective tomorrow. What is India going to lose when it doesn't have access to this generalized system of preferences?
This is a move that the Trump administration is taking to sort of exert maximum economic leverage over a country using the threat of tariffs. In this case, it's taking away duty-free access to about 2,000 Indian products, Indian exports, things like farming goods and pharmaceuticals and autos and even small companies that might produce, let's say, jewelry. So it's taking away this duty-free access they've enjoyed for decades because India didn't play ball with them. They didn't, in the last 60 days, come up with a way to help the U.S. reduce its trade deficit with India.
Which is, as we know, the president's favorite measure of economic progress, I suppose. So what are American consumers going to notice when this happens tomorrow?
This removal of the duty-free access will affect about $6 billion worth of Indian exports to the U.S. And, you know, if you compare it with, let's say, what's happening with China or Trump's threat to impose duties on every single Mexican import that comes into the U.S., this is small potatoes. But I think what it actually does is just really drive home the point that the Trump administration is willing to go to any length in its fight to try and, what it says, level the playing field with countries, including allies. Right. India's a political ally and a defense ally, security ally with the U.S. It was hit with these steel and aluminum tariffs the Trump administration imposed last year. It's not been exempted from that. And, you know, these are small countries. They don't have the same ability as, well, smaller countries to exert pressure on the Trump administration.
This comes at an interesting time in the Indian economy, right? I mean, there was just an election. Prime Minister Modi was reelected, and it is the fastest growing sort of major-ish economy in the world. But there's huge unemployment. There's a skills gap. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on over there.
Absolutely. So in removing this duty-free access, the Trump administration's essentially saying India is not a developing economy anymore. You know, it doesn't deserve this special status. You know, that's very much up for question, given the big inequality in India, the poverty, the fact that the prime minister there, you know, is really trying to boost its own manufacturing sector to try and shore up much the same way Trump wants to do in America with his Make America Great Again sort of policies. So it really is a whammy to the efforts of the government there to try and shore up growth and bring in people from the sidelines right now. You know, there's obviously massive poverty and a lot of unemployment in India.
You alluded to it earlier, but I do want to remind people. So this would be, let's see, we've got China, we've got Mexico, we've got threats of auto tariffs on the European Union and Japan. This would now be the fourth front in the president's trade war?
And on top of that, he said today, you know, he's in London meeting Theresa May, that he wants to try and get a deal with the UK over trade as well. And so there's a lot of moving parts.
Sarah McGregor, she's a trade editor at Bloomberg. Sarah, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Thank you.